Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new report suggests that Sports Illustrated's website carried stories written not by humans, but machines, as an artificial intelligence. The story also alleges the journalists behind the sports stories are fictitious. Now, Sports Illustrated's parent company denies this. Maggie Harrison wrote the piece in question. She's a staff writer for Futurism, the science and technology publication. Maggie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your article alleges that both the articles on the SI, the Sports Illustrated website, and the authors were generated by artificial intelligence. First, as far as the content, the articles, what evidence do you have that the articles themselves were written by machine?
So we have anonymous sourcing from insiders at the third-party contributor who has been named in Sports Illustrated's rebuttal. It's called Advon Commerce, and we have insider sourcing from Advon Commerce, from people familiar with the content creation process at the Arena Group, Sports Illustrated's owner, and Sports Illustrated specifically, who have confirmed that AI was used in publishing at least some of the content to the Sports Illustrated website.
And how about the authors themselves? You know, one byline says Drew Ortiz. Is there evidence that Drew Ortiz is an actual human or is not?
We have evidence that he is not. The most telling thing is the profile picture. His and others that we found that are, we strongly believe to be fake people. We very easily traced their profile photos or headshots to a website called generated.photos that sells AI-generated headshots specifically. And he is listed as neutral, white, male, et cetera, on that website. And, you know, most humans don't have to buy their faces. And then from there, you know, the bios themselves are strange because there's a lot of information in a sense about expertise, but not really much information about, you know, where this person is bylined or their actual publishing history. And then from there, there's no real social media presence for anybody either.
Mm. Now, SI's parent company says your report, quote, is false, quote, is not accurate. They say the articles were product reviews from this third-party company that you mentioned, and that company tells the SI parent company that the articles were written by humans, but you're still suggesting, arguing that the articles were not written by humans?
Yes. So, you know, they're saying they hired a contractor that invented fake authors as AI-generated headshots, and then in response to our story, they asked the contractor whether the content was AI-generated, and the content said it wasn't. Like, that doesn't, you know, we don't really understand. As far as an investigation goes, we're not sure how much further it went other than, you know, asking this third party if they used AI or not. They haven't really offered proof of the fact that, you know, they allege that humans definitely wrote all this content. But they really offered no proof of that. They've just said that this third party has confirmed that it was. But our sources on the inside say something very different. I think you can look at it from a few angles, and it's just a very bizarre situation, a very bizarre excuse.
Mm-hmm. So just to be clear, I mean, they say your report is false. You maintain that is true. Stand by the story, yeah?
Yes, we absolutely do.
Maggie Harrison is staff writer at Futurism, and she wrote the story accusing the SI website of running AI-generated content. Maggie, thank you very much.
Thank you.